USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Miami is ready for President Trump's arraignment at the federal courthouse tomorrow. Mayor Suarez assures that the city can handle large crowds with sufficient law enforcement and fire rescue personnel. The police chief has confirmed that no credible threats exist at the present time. The Biden administration initially denied news reports about a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba, but now defends their decision, citing sensitivity of the information. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby stated limitations on disclosure of the operation and U.S. counterintelligence operations.
The sensitive nature of this information is such that we just simply couldn't go into more detail.
White House officials have now confirmed China's long-standing intelligence collection facility in Cuba, which was upgraded in 2019. Federal student loan payments, which were paused during the pandemic, will resume in October, according to the Department of Education. That pause began in March 2020, and the Biden administration had previously stated it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court's ruling on the student loan forgiveness program. The department clarified that student loan interest will resume on September 1st, and payments will be due starting in October. Today, the White House is remembering the 7th anniversary of the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida.
49 people, predominantly Latino members of the LGBTQI+ community, lost their lives in a senseless act of gun violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated President Biden's dedication to combating the U.S. gun violence epidemic and urged Congress to take action on gun reforms. There is growing optimism among Americans that inflation is decreasing. According to the most recent survey of consumer expectations by the New York Federal Reserve, the outlook for inflation reached a two-year low in May. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Artificial intelligence researchers are experiencing mental and emotional health risks, according to the American Psychological Association. Working with AI leads to social disconnection and increased likelihood of insomnia and alcoholism. Researchers emphasize the need for managers to address employee loneliness and exercise caution regarding excessive AI integration into the workplace. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for the U.S. to increase the number of firefighters fighting wildfires in Canada. Currently, there are 300 U.S. firefighters engaged in combating the intense blazes in Quebec. Senator Schumer emphasizes that the situation has been so severe that New Yorkers have experienced an overwhelming sense of being surrounded by smoke. George Soros is handing over his empire to his second youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
California has concluded its driest three-year period on record, marking a historic drought that impacted the state. In July 2021, Governor Newsom urged Californians to voluntarily decrease water usage by 15%. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.